was here this afternoon. He wasn't here then.
He's alive.
Go back and get a lift. With a hurry, we still have a good deal of ground to cover.
My name is Gerard. I'm a doctor. We are about 1,000 miles off the coast of Peru. How do you feel?
I guess all right.
Any pain?
No.
Good. Did your ship go down?
Yeah. Pedro Queen. It's a freighter.
Your name is William Fitzgerald, huh? We found a wallet in your hip pocket. It's over there on the table. You're a petroleum engineer, huh?
Yeah.
You were headed for the States?
Yeah. Isn't there anybody?
You were alone.
It was an explosion. I was the only one up on top. I thought there might be other boats.
No. Your lifeboat was the only one washed up on the beach.
Do you have any boats here?
No.
Were they radioed?
We have no radio. I'm afraid there's nothing we can do.
Well, you sit enough and take a notice, huh?
Walter, this is William Fitzgerald, Walter Pereira. We carried you off from the beach. See anything?
No. That thing's really hurting, you know. I heard it once. Moaning, crying like. You really want that thing back?
Don't be stupid, Walter.
We must have woke your wife up. She's up on the porch. Well, I'll see you all in the morning. Glad you're okay, Fitzgerald.
Good night. Go in there and stay with him until he finishes it.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. How long have you been up?
I think I woke up when you first brought him in. Is he all right?
He will be. He was on a freighter that went down. He's an American. Apparently the only survivor from what he says.
There isn't anything you can do about the others, is there? Walter said that you found him on the beach.
Yes, he was quite lucky. He could have drifted into the...
When?
An hour ago.
What were you doing out? It has escaped again, hasn't it?
Going to dig pits tomorrow.
I knew it. I heard it crying. It sounded like a human.
There is nothing to be afraid of, dear. It's as frightened of you as you are of it.
Yes, I suppose it is. It's known nothing but pain and fear since we came here. I can't help being afraid. I'm afraid of this house, this island. I can't stand Walter. What you're doing is so wrong. I hate it, all of it.
I know you do.
Please let the animal go. Let it escape. Then we can leave here.
Francis, we have spent 2 years working on that animal here. It would be absurd to throw that away. And a dozen years before that, learning, experimenting. That's important.
What about us? Aren't we important?
My dear, of course we are.
Please don't. This is so cheap.
There's just no talking to you tonight, is there? Good night.
Are you feeling all right, sir?
Yeah. Feeling a little bit like a human being again. I'm just thinking, I'm a pretty lucky human.
Yes, sir. Can I do something for you, sir?
No, I'm fine, Tiago, thanks. I think that was about the finest meal I ever had. And I thank you for the razor and the clothes. Did Dr. Gerard say when he'd be back?
No, sir.
Flowers for your girl?
They're for my mother, sir. I'll take them now if you don't want something.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Tiago, is there anybody in the house now?
No, sir.
Well, there was something about traps last night. Is he hunting today?
Yes, sir. He's hunting.
Tiago? Who lives here, Tiago?
Dr. Gerard, Mrs. Gerard, Mr. Walter, my sister.
I mean here on this island. What people live here?
Not any, sir.
Not any?
Nobody.
Hello? Anybody around? Thank you.
Come any closer. Stay there. It's all right. I didn't want you to walk into this pit. There's a pit here. It begins about a dozen feet in front of me. It's covered with leaves and branches. Do you see it? How do you feel?
Pretty good. What is this, a trap?
Yes, we're just about finished. Just a little over there, then you're through. Mr. Fitzgerald, this is my wife, Frances.
Hello.
How do you do? I'm glad you're feeling so much better.
Yes, I've been thinking about that. I'm pretty lucky.
You shouldn't be running around like this, but as long as you are here, it's all right.
Can I help?
No, thanks.
Are there any more pits like this?
Three more. Do you have anything to eat?
Plenty. Tiago's a good man.
I'm sorry there wasn't one of us there, but we had to get this done. It's been a very difficult day.
Is it a particular kind of animal you want?
Yes, we dug those pits and we put out some drugged meat. One or the other ought to do the job. It's all right. Let's go. The sun will be down in an hour.
I must have slept for 20 hours.
That's good. You needed it.
I guess I did. Feel as if I'm not awake yet.
You, darling, for many reasons. The most immediate being our delightful supper.
I think we should be toasting Mr. Fitzgerald for reminding us we still can be civilized on occasion.
That's right. Mr. Fitzgerald is our first guest.
Seems so much longer than 2 years. I've forgotten we had good china or silver or the manners to use them.
I'd like to drink to destiny or the fates or whatever it was that put me ashore here on your island.
I'm going to walk around a little. It's been 2 or 3 hours now. We might have caught us a cab by now. Yeah, I'll get that black devil back where he belongs. Ain't that right?
Yes, sir.
You can bring a coffee now, Selina. Just three. Ah, this has been wonderful. I'd almost forgotten about the animal, this island.
Yes, it's been a very pleasant evening.
You've been here 2 years?
Just about.
At first I had the idea you were a missionary, but the boy was telling me you've, there's nobody else here on the island.
This would be a very poor spot for missionaries now. Now I am a surgeon. I'm doing some experimental work here. You must have come through the village this afternoon.
Yes.
Well, didn't Tiago tell you?
About the village?
Has been inhabited until last night. 50 or 75 people were living here.
Well, what do you mean? They all just left?
Not quite so sudden or so strange. They're very superstitious people. They never quite understood what I was doing here. They thought me to be some sort of an evil spirit. Oh, we've had some trouble before.
Must be a primitive bunch.
Well, most people are, aren't they? Wouldn't have been much different in New York.
What did they do?
Nothing. They were afraid, so they decided to move to some other island.
Why were they afraid?
No reason, really. They were just afraid.
One of the men came to get Tiago and Selena. We didn't know until later, but they wanted to stay on. They're the only ones left.
Well, that's fantastic. Oh, well, I was asleep.
Why, we all were asleep.
Is New York your home? You mentioned it.
Yes, I had my practice there in Manhattan. I gave it up 2 years ago. I was doing quite well. Office on Park Avenue. I quit because I was making too much money. Oh, not that I objected to make money.
But I had some research work I wanted to do, and the more money I made, the harder I found it to break away. I knew if I waited much longer, I'd never leave.
What is it you're trying to do?
To alter certain functions. It's too difficult to explain.
It would be to me. Surgery is a little out of my line.
You are from San Francisco.
That's right. I've been in South America most of the last 10 years. I was on my way back home to stay. I didn't quite make it.
It was a terrible thing.
I'll be a long time forgetting. Incidentally, how often does the boat put in here?
That's what I wanted to tell you. Not very often, I'm afraid. About 4 times a year. The last was here a month ago, so it'll be another 2 months.
Do you realize nobody in the world knows what happened to that ship or the people on it? Nobody knows what happened to me, except you.
Charles!
Maybe just a signal. Sounded close. I won't be long.
Quiet like this?
Not always.
I think I'm developing a taste for quietness in my later years. I like it.
You do? I don't.
Sometimes, not always. Are you afraid of something, Mrs. Gerard?
I'm afraid of everything. Right now, the darkness and the night. I never used to be afraid of the darkness before. But I am now.
I don't blame you. The animal's here. It surprises me.
What do you mean?
I just wouldn't expect to find anything like a panther here. Not on an island the size of this one. Do you see many of them?
No. No, we brought this animal with us when we came here. Charles got it from a dealer in Kauai.
It's for his work.
Yes. It escaped last night.
They'll probably find it, won't they?
Yes, they'll find it. Then he'll want me to assist him in his work again. I don't think I can.
Do you work with him?
I'm a nurse.
Well, I don't know. I imagine he's as anxious to get back home as you are.
I'm going to leave on the next boat whether Charles' work is finished or not. Got to get away. Sometimes I think I'll die on this island. Will you help me, Mr. Fitzgerald?
Certainly, but... Looks like they got him.
Yes. I have to go in now.
See? Nothing to be afraid of now.
Yes, there is.
we got him. Eat enough of that meat. He'll be out this time next year.
Walter, there's no need to keep you up. You can go to bed. Francis. Francis. We'll come out now.
Charles, please don't. Leave him alone tonight.
There are some sterilized gowns downstairs, aren't there?
Yes, there are. I'll be down.
You want to fill in them pits, don't you?
Yes, tomorrow.
All right.
You got him.
Yes.
Are you going to be working tonight?
Yes, he's unconscious. There was more chloral hydrate in that meat that would put out an army. We have to bring him too, otherwise he'll die.
I didn't realize it escaped. Your wife told me you used him in your work.
He is my work.
Well, I think I feel as if I've been making myself. I think I'll go to bed.
Yes, you're still very weak. It will take a few more days.
Dr. Gerard, I know this work is important to you, and I also know that the whole thing is none of my business, but...
Yes, this work is very important to me. It's the most important thing in my life. I came here to do a very specific piece of work. I came to this island because it afforded me privacy. There is no one here to waste my time.
I understand.
Good night.
No.
Must be the generator. Will you please go and fill it?
Yes.
Something else. I cannot stop to check now. The candles must be over there in the top drawer. If we need them. Let's hope we don't.
Are you operating tonight?
No, not tonight.
You know, this is wrong. I can't help you anymore. I can't.
All right. I have water to come down. Clean up.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
On private beach.
Yes. Sometimes it's a little too private. How do you feel today?
Fine. Been exploring your island. Say, I was wondering. I just passed through the village, and I meant to ask last night about the graves there. Is one of them the boy's mother, Tiago's?
Yes. She was our servant. Her name was Alicia. She was killed the first time the animal escaped. She was the first one. Night before last, it escaped again. Three people were killed that time.
That was why they left. Your husband didn't say anything about it.
No.
I guess he had his reasons. Last night you said you were afraid. You never said what you were afraid of. Is it your husband?
Yes. Will you help me?
I said I would. But I don't think there's anything to worry about. They're not going to let it get loose again. Must be a mean animal.
It's a pitiful creature. Don't let's talk about it.
Don't you feel better today than you did last night?
I always feel better in the daylight, out in the sun.
Along the Gulf of Mexico, there's a little beach, something like this.
I was imagining this was the French Riviera before you came.
You ever been there?
No.
It's pretty overrated.
I thought I would love it when I first came here. Seems a long time ago. 2 years. I was busy making plans. I was planning to marry a wealthy doctor. Live on an island in the South Seas.
Sounds better than a travel poster.
I thought so then.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Please don't. I'm not lonely. I'm frightened.
I hate to see it come. Remember last year?
Yes.
Would you like a drink?
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Miss Gerard, will the doctor not be having his dinner?
No, if he wants anything, he'll get it himself, Tiago.
He hasn't been upstairs the whole day, you know, but I called on to him a couple of times. Said he was busy. That's all right with me. Maybe that stinking animal down there is going to die. You want another one?
Not yet, thank you.
You gentlemen have your drinks. I think I'll say good night.
Already?
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Girard. She's kind of touchy tonight, ain't she?
She's a little edgy. I guess we all are.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's touchy. That's right. I hadn't thought about it. But you know why that is? Hmm?
No, why?
It's the weather. That's right, that's the weather. I know what I'm talking about. I was born and raised in rain country, in Guatemala, you know. Over there, when it rains, or it's going to rain, people are going to get mean, you know, irritated. It's the weather. Same thing here.
Makes sense. Imagine scientists...
Scientists? Let me tell you something, friend. I have enough science to last me the rest of my life. I work around in hospitals and nut houses since I was 23 back home. And let me tell you, that Girard is worse than the rest of them put together.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, nothing. It's my own fault for coming down to this stinking island. You know, I thought I was going to have it pretty soft down here. There it is. I'm going on to bed. I could, though. I could tell you some things. A lot of them. I mean, right here.
You could, huh?
Yeah. Stinking rain.
I thought you decided my work was none of your business.
So I did.
Do you like a fresh drink? I see you're interested in what I'm doing here. I wonder why.
Just curious. I wish I weren't.
Ah, well. You'll find out anyway from Walter or Tiago, my wife. Haven't they told you what I was doing?
Oh, they've made quite a point of not telling me.
They don't approve, I'm afraid. I wish I understood, but they don't. Every man needs approval. Understanding. Do you know anything about surgery, Mr. Fitzgerald? Medicine?
Well, a couple of years ago, I got into a fight at a bar in Caracas and they took 12 stitches. That's about the extent of my knowledge of surgery.
That's one of its functions. Repairing damage to the human body. Removing malignant or poorly functioning organs. Transplanting tissue or bone. From one part of the body to another, sometimes from one body to another. And there's been some progress in plastic work recently, but basically, surgery has remained primitive. Limited. Its potential not even imagined by medical men. I can imagine it, though. And surgery is only a part of my work, a small part. It's here on the desk, most of it. These are the records.
Did I have it firsthand?
I feel as if I were 100 years old tonight. I began thinking about this already in medical school. Actually started working only about 10 or 12 years ago. Simple work at first, on smaller animals, skin and bone grafts. Later I attempted alterations of major organs. I had a great many failures, but there was a percentage that was successful to some degree, so I kept on trying, learning, experimenting.
Trying what?
To bring about the modification of a species. But a modification to such a degree that the subject will lose the characteristics of its own species and take on those of another. Do you understand?
I think so.
Oh, I don't mean surface or topographical changes, but basic modifications. Do you understand?
Well, on the face of it, it seems unnatural. Is that what the others say?
Yes, that's what they say. It's no more unnatural than evolution. It is evolution.
And you've speeded up the process, is that it?
You make it sound very simple. It isn't. There's more to it than surgery.
Well, that's what you say.
You see, surgery can alter appearance. It can change a rat into a rabbit. But the real difference lies in the brain, its size and the function of the individual areas. There is where the change has to be made.
You can change the size of a brain, cause it to enlarge?
More than that. And enlarge and actually alter the cellular structure. By the use of certain chemical, I developed it. It's a synthetic. It's similar to a glandular extract. Now, infinitesimal amounts of this chemical injected directly into the brain during surgery will bring about alteration of the individual cells, cell division, and cell growth. I can control the size of the brain. I can control the function of the various areas. What do you think?
I think you've given me something to think about.
I can alter living matter, alter it basically. Smallest unit to its largest. From one cell to many trillion.
And that's what the animal downstairs is for.
Yes. We can talk some more tomorrow. I still have a great deal of work to do tonight.
All right. Good night. Dr. Gerard, the changes in evolution have come about through a process of natural selection, haven't they?
Yes.
But in your work, the selection isn't nature's, though it's yours. Your choice.
That's right. I'm going to operate tomorrow. Would you like to come downstairs?
Yes, I would.
Mr. Fitzgerald, please do not take what my wife says too seriously. She is afraid, and she doesn't know what she's afraid of.
Thank you, Tiago.
Yes. Sir, I was wanting to ask you. Will you carry this with you in your pocket?
Well, sure, Tiago. What is this?
Aku, aku.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hard to believe it rained last night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Would you want some orange juice now, Mom?
Yes, please.
Good morning. How are you feeling? I could say that you're not to blame for what happened last night.
I don't want to talk about it now.
If I thought it was something to be ashamed of.
Please don't say anything. Talking just makes it worse.
We'll have to face it sooner or later.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just coffee, Tiago. Where's Walter?
Walter had quite a bit of sleeping medicine last night.
Not too much, I hope. I need him to assist me this morning.
Are you operating this morning?
Yes.
Say, what is Aku Aku?
I see you must have been talking to Tiago, huh?
Yes, he gave me this.
Yeah, that's an Aku Aku. It's a sort of good luck charm. All the natives here believe in it. Tiago must think you need a little bit of good luck, huh?
Who doesn't?
That's right. Mr. Fitzgerald and I had a talk last night. I tried to explain to him what we are doing here.
What you're doing, Charles?
You see, my wife does not approve. You still feel like coming along?
Sure. Right now?
Yes. You won't be bothered by his crying for a while. I'll be going into his larynx.
He'll have no voice?
Oh, just for a few hours. You won't change your mind?
No.
Well, I'm going to wake Walter. Iago, you may be getting him some breakfast. Shall we start?
Hmm.
You will find it odd to find here in the middle of a jungle a complete laboratory, surgical equipment. We even have our own generator. An X-ray machine. The animal is in here.
Operating right now?
Yes. As soon as water comes down. You want to stay?
Yes.
Here. Later, whether you approve or not, at least you'll believe what you'll see. Oh, Walter, get yourself cleaned up. can't lift this, use the knob. It's always hard to believe great changes unless you have seen all the steps. At least you have seen one of them.
You said great changes. What did you mean? What kind of changes?
Some people would call them miracles.
But you?
Yes. Do you believe in miracles?
I don't know. I've been around a little. I haven't seen one yet.
Yes, you are young and you have been around. You think you know enough of the world to speculate on its past or its future. I don't. I still believe in miracles. Walter?
Performed exactly 53 major operations on him in the last 2 years.
Dr. Gerard, this animal.
Yes, he's terribly strong. It's ironic that such a lethal brute should fear me. But he does. I think we'd better get out.
I'll wait upstairs.
Sir.
Didn't realize it was that late.
Yes, sir. 4 past noon. Do you have aquaco?
Mm-hmm. There we are.
You will need it, sir.
Yeah, I might at that. He's just finished. Francis, could I talk to you for a minute?
I have to help him clean up. Do you have any trouble?
No.
I'll stay here. You can go upstairs and rest.
I thought you didn't want to come down here anymore.
So did I, but I'm here.
Will you help Mrs. Gerard to clean up? Francis, you check his heart every few minutes, huh? I'll be back in about an hour.
All right.
I wouldn't get that close, Mrs. Gerard. He tried to get loose once before. We got him stuffed down now. But just the same, it's no sense letting him get started again.
I don't think he'll hurt him.
Suit yourself. I'm glad you came down here, Mrs. Gerard. I've been wanting to talk to you about something.
What?
Well, I wanted to talk about you.
What do you mean?
Just to talk.
What do you want, Walter?
Well, I don't want anything. I sure don't want you to get sore at me. I want to help you.
I don't need any help. And if you don't leave, I'm going to call Dr. Girard.
Oh, come on. You're not going to call him. That's why I didn't want to talk to you earlier. Any place public, you know. Like the beach. I really don't blame you, none. After all, it's none of my business. But you are wrong about not needing any help. You do, because let me tell you, that husband of yours is crazy. You counting on getting the next boat off this island. He just might not let you, you know that? That Fitzgerald. He ain't gonna help you. He's helping your husband. You need somebody on your side. I really want to help you, if you will let me.
Stay away from me, Walter.
Doctor up from his nap yet? He was asleep when I left.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Mr. Gibbs.
Yes, Selina?
You will talk to him?
Well, I did want to see him. Why?
Mr. Gibbs, Mrs. Doctor is a good woman. You help her to go away, please. My brother and I go with you. Only you can help Mr. Gibbs.
I'll do what I can, Selina. I promise. But I thought you and Tiago wanted to stay here.
Our home is here. But no more. Nothing now belongs here. Only death.
Hey, that's a bad bruise, Selina. Where did you get that?
It's nothing.
Who did that to you, Selina?
No one.
Pereira?
No.
Well, there you are, Fitzgerald. I see it hasn't rained all afternoon. You've been exploring the island?
Not really. Just walking, thinking.
Come into my study. I have something to show you that might interest you.
Another hot day, huh?
Come in, Mr. Fitzgerald. Sit down. This is what I wanted to show you. It should make your perspective about my work fairly complete.
Dr. Girard, what kind of animal is that you have downstairs? What do you call it?
What would you call it?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that. Ever since I saw the eyes. All I saw was the eyes, but...
Well, what would you call it?
A man. Am I wrong?
What is a man, Mr. Fitzgerald? Where does the species begin?
I saw his eyes, and there was a soul there. I'd call him a man.
But if he's a man, if he has a soul, I gave it to him, didn't I?
I don't think you have the right to.
Mr. Fitzgerald, I'm a scientist, not a philosopher. I cannot possibly concern myself with the moral aspects of my work. There'll be enough people who'll be only too eager and willing to take care of that when the time comes.
Why do you want to do this? Do you know?
Certainly I know. I'm perfectly sane.
I never thought anything else, but I'm still curious to know why.
Well, man breeds animals for his own purpose.
improves them, modifies them. He speeds up the process of natural evolution. Now you could ask, why not use the same principle to improve the human race? Well, it cannot be done, because man's mind is not his own. It's completely dominated by complexes, anxieties, fear and prejudice of countless sick generations before him. That's why I've chosen the animal to be the father of a new race of man. He alone will have a new, fresh mind, capable of thinking his own thoughts with the complete objectivity. I've never known such a man, have you?
Maybe someday such a man will evolve naturally. There are laws, natural laws.
Yes, but why wait? We can only find out about these natural laws by waiting, watching, and recording them over hundreds, thousands of years and generations. What a waste of time. Let me show you something, Mr. Fitzgerald. This is a photograph of the animal when we first brought it here. Here are sketches showing the various stages of development. This is evolution, Mr. Fitzgerald. Man evolved from an animal in less than 2 years. According to natural law, it cannot be done. Well, I have done it.
Have you? In appearance, perhaps, but inside, he's still a beast, a killer.
Semantics. This creature killed by instinct, out of fear. Same instinct of fear that makes people kill each other, go to war. That instinct, I'm afraid, I've not yet been able to isolate and remove with a scalpel.
In the meantime, he's killed 4 people without reason.
How childishly naive and sentimental you are. What do the lives of 4 people...
You mean you don't care about the lives of these people?
I care as little about theirs as I do about my own.
Well, that's your business, but you don't have the right to involve your wife in all this.
Mr. Fitzgerald, why should any man value another more than he does himself?
That's your philosophy.
Isn't it yours? Be honest with yourself. It takes courage, I know. Well, I have it. And that is why nothing, absolutely nothing, will stop me or alter my course.
So what is your course from here?
I shall continue my work, and I shall succeed in creating a higher, a perfect man.
A man.
I wish I knew what was wrong. There is no pain. It may have something to do with you. Why don't you wait outside? Don't be afraid. Nothing is going to happen to you. There's nothing to fear. Down here with a torch.
What about you?
Come on.
Get a torch. He needs you down there.
Tiago's gone after it.
No, good, that will do. The gun was there.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
What about Charles?
He's okay. Tiago!
Hold on a few minds. He'll get us all killed.
Be afraid of this, sir. Do you have a match?
Yeah. I'll stop him.
Please don't hurt him.
Can be repaired. It doesn't matter. Besides, we have other drug supplies.
Oh, you should have let me finish him off myself. He's a killer to start with.
I don't want you to hear any more of that. He's no more of an animal than you are.
He is a man. Is he, Charles?
Yes, he is.
You call that thing a man?
Charles, we've got to get out of here.
Let's talk about it later.
There's no need to talk about it later. We have no secrets here, any of us. We live too closely for that.
Yeah.
Please, let's leave as soon as possible.
I can't.
And I've got to go by myself.
I know what a strain this has been on you, Francis, but you are still my wife.
Am I? What exactly does that mean to you?
I told you how I felt about my work before we were married. I never said that living with me would be one endless romantic adventure.
Oh, Charles, I'm so sick of this. I'm not trying to put the blame on anyone. I don't care who's to blame. All I know is that I can't live here any longer. I don't even know you.
You don't know me? Whom do you know? Yourself? Fitzgerald, perhaps?
What do you want me to say, Charles?
There is nothing to say. We both know how things stand.
Do we? I suppose you're the injured part. The innocent and misunderstood husband.
Francis, why are we so hostile? You just never understand that whatever I've done here was not for myself, but for humanity.
Did it ever occur to you to ask me if I thought it was worth it?
You leave here with me when I'm ready. You'd better accept that as final.
I'm not like that poor creature downstairs, Charles. You didn't create me.
He's going back to the lab.
He's gone clean out of his mind, calling that thing a man. Speck will have to do something.
Like what?
Like! Somebody's got to stop him. He'll get us all killed. What he's doing, that ain't right, and you know it. You act like you want him to keep on. What's the matter with you, anyway? I think you're as crazy as he is.
Do you think Charles is insane?
He may be a genius. He's not insane. It's a fine line.
There's somebody got to stop him.
You're not the one, though, Walter, even if you're right.
I don't know what he's fixing to do down there, but I think we ought to do something.
What are you going to do, Walter? Get drunk?
Can you get off talking to me like that, mister?
Oh, please be quiet, Walter.
You two are pretty smart, aren't you? You don't know how smart, does he?
Get up.
Get up! I'm going down there. I'll have a little talk with you later, mister.
Take it easy, Walter.
Yeah, take it easy. That thing gets loose again. Kill all of us.
Don't be stupid.
I'm not stupid, mister. I'm not stupid. Gerard.
Fool.
Get back! Go on! I'm going to do some operating on him.
Walter, I am warning you.
Get back! You calling me a fool? I'll show you who's a fool! What's that?
Generator.
You better do something about it. There's no time to lose the light.
Downstairs.
Where's some candles?
In my room. No, there should be something downstairs. I thought they were here. Here it is.
This thing's dead. Do you have any matches? A lighter?
No, not here.
It's all right, Francis. Nothing to be afraid of now. We're getting away from here together. I'll tell him tonight.
To leave by myself, I've got to.
I love you, Francis. Don't you know that?
I don't know anything. Maybe some people can accept mistakes and make the best of them. Not me. I loved him a long time. Can't just forget that. Please leave me alone.
Is dead.
You want to go after him tonight?
He hasn't been gone long. If he's close, you might find him even in the dark.
Yama, get the slickers out of the big closet. Bring the flashlights and the two coils of rope from the door.
But how are you going to stop him? How?
I don't know.
It'd be crazy to try and look for him tonight. If I were you, I'd wait till morning.
But you are not me. Why don't you, instead of hindering me, help me, Mr. Fitzgerald? That's what I would do if I were you.
All right. If we find him, how do we take him?
I don't know exactly. I'll get the hypodermic kit. Need it. We'll be back before long.
Yes. Sure, the windows are locked. All of them. The back door. Everything all the way around. You check the room, Selina.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll go downstairs. Francis! Fitzgerald!
He came back while we were gone.
He must have gone out the back way. We've got to find him.
We have to find her, Doctor.
throws down to the cliff. You take this one.
We only have one gun between us.
I won't need this, neither will you. He'll do whatever I tell him to do.
The boat.
It's gone, sir.
He wanted to help me.
The sun will be up soon.